Blog Talk Radio.
Into the word, and I'm just
excited about the message that God has for us on tonight, for me first, and then if those of you listening in get the message too, amen, amen. But I am excited because he showed me some things on today, and he really ministered to me in the midst of my storms. And I'll get into that, but I want to set the foundation for tonight's message. And so so let's just get to over here. You know me, I'm going to lay the foundation before we get into the meat, into the meat of it all. So we're going to go back. I'm going to take y'all all the way back to Exodus. I'm going to take you back to Exodus. Exodus is the Old Testament. And it's the second book, the second book in the Bible. So if you open up your Bible to the beginning and then you go to Genesis, the next book over is Exodus. E-X-O-D-U-S. And I'm going to ask you all to grab your word on tonight's Bible or get your phone by, you know, your Bible app on your phone and follow with me as I read, because I'm going to read. Like I said, I want to set the foundation for I believe where God wants us to go on tonight. So, again, I'm going to Exodus 14. I'm excited. You know, I got so much stuff. I got stress. We're going to get into that tonight. I got some stress. But, honey, when I tell you I got some stress, I got some blessings. I got so many blessings. And if we're not careful, we'll allow our stress to choke out our blessings. We will allow our stress to choke out our blessings. And everybody needs to have a safe place event. And sometimes that safe place is just between you and God. It's nice to be able to have someone here in the natural that is a safe place to be able to vent, and they could listen with you, and they could cry with you, but then they could encourage you to get up, blow your nose, and keep on going, amen. So we're going to go to Exodus, and we're going to be dealing with the 14th chapter. And I'm going to take us, we're going to start in verse 5, and I'm going to use the NIV, but we're going to start in verse 5. And we're going to take that all the way to, we're going to go first 5 through 18. Exodus, second book in the Bible, Old Testament. We're going to go chapter 14, and we're going to start in verse 5. And I know y'all can't tell me when you get there, you can't tell me amen. But I'm going to believe virtually that I'm giving you enough opportunity to get to Exodus chapter 14 and verse 5. And I'm going to begin reading, and I'm going to pray that you stay with me because I am laying the foundation for where God is going to take us to on tonight. When the king of Egypt told that the people had fled, Pharaoh and his officials changed their minds about them and said, "What have we done? We have let the Israelites go and have lost their services." So he did his chariot. So he had his chariot made ready and took his army with him. He took 600 of the best chariots, along with all the other chariots of Egypt, with officers all over all of them. The Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, so that he pursued the Israelites, who were marching out boldly. The Egyptians, all Pharaoh's horses and chariots and horsemen and troops, pursued the Israelites and overtook them as they camped by the sea near Hybroth, opposite Baal Zephon. Verse 10, as Pharaoh approached, the Israelites looked up, and there were the Egyptians marching after them. They were terrified and cried out to the Lord. They said to Moses, "Was it because there were no graves in Egypt that you brought us to the desert to die? What have you done to us by bringing us out of Egypt? Didn't we say to you in Egypt, 'Leave us alone, let us serve the Egyptians. It would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than to die in the desert. 13. Moses answered the people, do not be afraid. Stand firm, and you will see the deliverance the Lord will bring you today. The Egyptians you see today, you will never see again. The Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still. 15. Then the Lord said to Moses, why are you crying out to me? Tell the Israelites to move on. Raise your staff and stretch out your hand over the sea to divide the water so that the Israelites can go through the sea on dry land. I will harden the hearts of the Egyptians so that they will go in after them, and I will gain glory through Pharaoh and all his army, through his chariots and his horsemen. The Egyptians will know that I am the Lord when I gain glory through Pharaoh, his chariots, and his horsemen. Father God, we thank you for your word tonight. We thank you, Father God, that you have a powerful message for us. We thank you, Father God, that your word is life and that there is revelation and that there's messages. We thank you that your word is transforming, Father, that it's changing us if we will decide to not only hear it, Father, but to do it, Father. So, Father God, I thank you on tonight. I pray that you will open up the spiritual eyes of those listening in tonight, Father God, that they will hear with their spirit and not with their natural ears. Father God, that the word will penetrate through the hearts of your people. And Lord, that it will just give them divine revelation. Lord, that they could grasp it, that they could taste it, that they could digest it. And Lord, that they could move on it. In Jesus' name, amen. So we just read from Exodus chapter 14, and we went from verse 5, and we went all the way down to verse 18, 5 through 18, Exodus 14. And so that was the scripture that the Lord had took me to and I'm going to be honest with you. Did I study today? Nope. Did I prepare? Was I able to come home and prepare? Nope. I literally left my place of employment. I'm going to stop calling it work. The place of employment. I left my place of employment today about 7-ish something. And I have to honestly say to you today, I totally forgot that it was Thursday. My plate was full. There was a lot of storms raging. And I'm not talking about storms in the natural. I'm talking about there were storms in the spiritual. And there were storms raging. And I was in the boat, and the boat was rocking. And so anyway, when I left work, my mind was consumed, or when I left my place of employment, should I say, my mind was consumed, and I was consumed with all the storms and overwhelmed and, as the world calls, stressed out. I was stressed out. And so I got home and literally forgot what today was. My mind wasn't thinking. And here it is, 8 o'clock, 8:05, and I'm thinking, oh my gosh, and I'm thinking, okay, how could I forget this? How did I allow these things to overtake me where I would not remember what I'm committed to doing? And I begin to fidget, and I'm like, oh Lord, you know, oh my gosh, Father, forgive me, and I'm pleading before God to forgive me. I can't believe I'm going to have to cancel another show. I'm not prepared. And do you know, I'm going to tell you something on tonight. We always prepare. We are always prepared. When you have a relationship with God, you are always prepared. He reminded me what my message was last week when he said that it ain't mine. He gives me what it is that he wants me to present to his people. You guys are not my people. You're God's people. And he gives me what he wants you to know. So he said, we're always prepared. So I said, okay, you know what, Coach D? You know, you're going to have to really, and I'm not saying that I'm not, but there's times that I don't live what God is teaching us on Thursday. And when I tell you that these messages are for me first and anybody else that gets something from them, praise God, glory to God, but these messages are for me. And if I have to only talk to me on Thursday night, then I'm going to talk to me on Thursday night. Amen. And so I'm sitting here and I'm like, okay, Lord, you're already telling me I don't have to, I'm already prepared. And he said, yeah, you're already prepared. He said, what did you go through today? What was you going through today? And I said, the storm. And so he said, okay. So I was like, okay, I hear, you know, me and God has this way of conversating and it's audible, but at times he starts giving me bits and pieces. And so he's provoking me to think. He's provoking me to think. And so he gives me bits and pieces. So I heard the storm. And then the next thing I heard is stand. You need to stand strong in the storm. It's a storm. You've been through these storms before. And I heard that. And then how God uses me. Now, this is how he uses Coach. He's going to use everybody. Everybody's story is going to be different. And then as I'm having this mental conversation between me and God, and he's dropping different words into me. And I'm gathering the words, and I'm saying, okay, Lord, okay. And so then he told me, I know about the story in the New Testament when Peter then was on the boat and Jesus was on the boat sleep with them. I know that story. I've told that story a million times. I'm like, Lord, it's gotta be more storms in the Bible. You know, help me bring to my Holy Spirit, bring to my remembrance. It's gotta be some other stuff. I don't want to do that story again. Everybody knows that story. I don't want to do that story. I don't know that story is going to really minister to me. I'm talking to God. It's between me and God. And then I heard him say, go, what about, he said, and this is what he said, what about Moses? He said, because every storm don't have to be a ship in an ocean. He said, what about Moses? That was a storm. Because the storm was is that they were stressed out. They were stressed out. They were leaving Egypt where they had been captive. They were slaves, and they had been held captive, and they were slaves to the Egyptians, and they were stressed out. And this is the conversation me and God had. He said, go there. So I said, okay. So I didn't know it right off the top. I knew Exodus, Moses, but I didn't know where are you taking me, because there's a lot of stress points in Exodus. And so I pulled up chapter 14. I did Google, okay, you know, and there it was. There was the whole tonight's message, because we are living in stressful times. And I would have never wanted to say anything to you guys about stress. Why? Because that's just not the, quote, etiquette thing to do as a Christian. You know, we don't want to talk about stress, and we don't want to talk about mental illness, and we don't want to talk about the cares of this world. We don't want to talk about those things, but those things are happening. And there's a lot of Christians that's going through those things, but they don't want to talk about it because they're being told you must not really be serving God if you're going through this. Oh, you must not be really serving God if you're stressed out. Oh, you know, you must not really be believing God if you're stressed out. And so we hear those things, but we never get the situation resolved, because we hear those things and it shuts us down. We be quiet. Well, I'm not going to say I'm stressed. Or I'm not going to say I'm going through. And so it's okay. It's okay to know that you're going through something. But it's even better when we know that we are going through something, but it's even better to know that we got a God that's going through it with us, that he's going to help us get through it. You know, you always hear people saying, it's a cute cliche, just go through, just don't stop. But it's the truth. We're all going through something, but the key word here is going through. We're not stopping. We're not taking residence. We're not sitting down. We're going through. And all of us is always going to be going through something. Amen. So he took me to Exodus 14, and as I began to study in this short moment of time, not a whole lot of study. I should not say study because I didn't study. But as I began to read it, it began to minister to me right where I was at in my stress. It began to minister to me. And as I began to read this, and I started thinking about the Egyptians who were running for their lives. They were running to get away from their stress, and their stress was chasing them. Have any of you guys had those moments in your life, day-to-day life, where you felt like your stress is chasing you? And so I began to look at the Egyptians, and I thought about myself, and I thought, wow, they stressed out. So they got the Red Sea in front of them, and they got Pharaoh and his crew behind them. That's between a hard place and a rock, wouldn't you say? So they're stressed out. And many of us feel like this day-to-day in our lives, at our job, with our, in our homes, with our children, with our spouses. We're going through things that in the natural, they're stressing us out. We're stressed. And we don't want to think, and we wouldn't like to think that it's not that we don't trust God, because, you know, we really want to trust God. We really want to trust God. But we're stressing. And believe it, at the same time, this stressing, it really is that, are we really trusting God? But I think stress is kind of a natural thing that we experience in this flesh. And stress, we know, is that pressure thing that comes in, and it begins to affect us emotionally and mentally, physically, and it even affects us spiritually. Because when we're stressed, even our spiritual walk can be affected. Because it's hard when you stress to focus on anything other than what you're stressed about. And so if we're not careful, the stress, those things that's causing us the stress, that we are now in sin, because now we're committing idolatry. We're committing idolatry because now these things become more important to God. And we're focusing only on these things that's causing us this stress. And if we, and I don't know about you all, so if I'm at a certain level of stress, it's hard for me to pray. It's hard for me to worship. It's hard for me to praise God when I'm under a certain amount of stress. Think about tonight. I was under stress, and I forgot it was Thursday. Here I am for the almost mess up my commitment behind stress. And I thank God that he pulled my coattail, and he had to do a woo-woo, come back. And I had to come back and realize, whoa, wait a minute. Today is Thursday. My show is going to happen in 40 minutes. And so I thank God that even in that stress moment, because I was willing, because I could have just shut down and said, you know what, Lord, I'm going through, I'm stressed out. Hey, I'm sorry. I can't move forward. I can't even say nothing. No. I made a decision, and I made a decision that no matter what going on, I'm going to do it. Now, there's going to be things that happen in life. You know, it's going to be technical difficulties beyond my control. There's going to be moments maybe I'm traveling beyond my control. There's going to be things that happen beyond my control that I'm not going to be able to do the show. And there's going to be times where God tells me, take a sabbatical. Be still for a minute. Sit down. And when God says that, I'm going to be obedient. So there are going to be times when I can't, but when I can, I'm going to do it. And I'm not going to let the cares of this world stop me. So we're talking about Exodus, and we're talking about they were in some deep stress. They were between a rock and a hard place. And what really began to minister to me as I was reading is when he said that, he kept saying it in each paragraph, I'm going to cause this for my glory. I'm going to do this so I could get the glory. I'm going to do this for the glory. And he said, I'm going to do this so that they'll know I am the Lord when I gain glory. It also went on to tell us that he hardened Pharaoh's heart. So maybe there's some stress we're going through that God is allowing us to go through for some reason. Maybe there's something we need to learn. Maybe there's something we need to, maybe this is a growth moment. But there's just some stress that he allows to go through. And I can remember my mentor telling me one time, he said, everybody wants peace. He said, everybody wants peace. He said, but if you think about in the hospital when somebody's on life support, it's constant noise, it's constant beeping, you know, it's constant activity. And that's the one time in people's life that they don't want peace, because they don't want that thing to be quiet. They don't want it to stop. They don't want those lines to stop jumping. They don't want, because that's an indication of death. That is an indication of death. So sometimes I believe that the stress in our lives is an indication of life. And we could either choose to allow the stress to get us all stressed out, or we could allow the stress. Sometimes God has to stress us out for us to make a decision. So intolerable pain equals change. So sometimes he has to get us to a level of so stressed that now I have to make a decision. Some of you guys been in maybe a job that he had to allow you to get so stressed because it was time for you to go. Maybe a certain relationship, that relationship had to cause you stress for you to make a decision to go. And so we got to realize that when we're going through these stressful moments, we have to make a decision. And then I was like, okay, Lord, I hear you. I'm here reading the scriptures. I can relate to it. I can see these people running. I can see that they're stressed out. And I can see you're speaking to them, you're telling them through Moses, hey, don't be afraid, stand firm, and you will see the deliverance of the Lord. And sometimes when we're going through stress, it ain't for us to run, but sometimes God is saying, be still and know that I'm God. Be still and watch me. Watch what I'm fixing to do. And sometimes we're so stressed because stress has a tendency to be noisy. And sometimes we're so stressed and it's so noisy that we can't even hear God speaking. We can't hear him telling us to be still. Shh, I got this. And sometimes we have to be still. And sometimes we are our biggest factor. Because a lot of times when we're stressed, some of us talk a lot. We start fussing and we start complaining. And we just yah. And while we doing yah, we can't even hear God. We can't hear what he's saying. We can't hear that he's telling us to be still. We can't hear that he said, I got this. Don't worry, I got this. And it's so funny that today would happen as such, because 2 days ago, me and my son were sitting here on Monday night. And thank God we were both at home, which is a blessing for any mother. When things is going on, you want to know where your kids are. And mine was at home with me. And we were here, and all of a sudden our phones began to vibrate, and all these alarms started going off, and it was telling us to take cover. It said, take cover in your basement. Tornado is in your area. Please stay free from debris. Watch out for flying debris. Alarm, go to your basement, take cover. If you're out and about, go to a safety shelter. Harris County, tornado. Now, we're from California, and I did live in Oklahoma, Tulsa, so I got a chance to experience some of these tornado warnings, but my son had never experienced them, and that's been many years ago for me. And I thought, oh, my God, we don't have a basement. So we ran in the bathroom. And we're sitting in the bathroom looking at each other. And I shut off all the lights because the lightning was going and the winds was, you could hear the winds going. And we sat in the bathroom looking at each other like, what's next? What are we supposed to do now? And so things are going, but nothing major. And so now we're sitting on the staircase for another 30 minutes because we're waiting to see. We're waiting like, is this tornado going to hit? And we're trying to stay away from windows. And I'm laughing and I'm just telling stories. So I thought, and we sat on the stairs and we finally came to the conclusion. I don't know that this tornado is going to hit, but the storm came in. And it was like, okay, storm, is that the best you got? Okay, it's over. And we went to bed and went to sleep. And a lot of times the storms in our life is as such. They come, they get us all, you know, ruffled up, and we all excited and stressed out and worried, and then it's over. And it's like, oh, okay. And God says, this too shall pass. This too shall pass. So when these storms are coming and stuff, we got to start learning. You know, after you've been through one storm and you've been through another storm and you've been through another storm, we should get to the point where, I'm not saying that we have to even get comfortable with the storms of life, but we should get to a point where we say, this too will pass. It's not going to last forever. The storms come. Sometimes they leave a little damage. And most of the time they don't. And we just have to get to a point where we trust in God enough to know that it's going to pass. And I'm not saying that you'll never be stressed again. And I'm not saying that you'll never be worried again. Because I was stressed today. But once I removed myself from the situation and I began to vent and I began to think about it, and I realized that maybe it's not as bad as I think. Maybe this too shall pass. And then God took me to the next portion of this. And he said, you know, he took me to Exodus and he showed me the stress of the Israelites being delivered. They had to go through stress just to get to deliverance. They had to go through stress just to get to the deliverance. So there are some key nuggets in this story. And if we just look at it as just the Bible, she's just reading the story, we're going to miss the point. There are really nuggets in this story, and most of us can relate to them. We can relate to being pushed, you know, between a hard place and a rock. We can relate to being stressed out and feeling like the cares of this world are chasing us down, the bill collectors, the whoever you're dealing with, the bosses, we can feel like that. And then we can relate to crying out to God, and it sounds like we don't hear him. But it's not that we can't hear them because we're too busy crying out. We're too busy screaming and hollering and panicking. But all of us can relate to that. We can relate to God getting the glory. How many situations in your life where you thought were totally out of control, the storms are raging, you don't know what you're going to do, and you honestly thought the storm was going to take you out, and yet God got the glory. So many of us can relate to Exodus 14. I mean, and then we could take Exodus a little further. We'll find out that God delivers from, he delivers from one thing to another thing to another thing. He's constantly showing us his glory. He's constantly showing us that he's able. He's constantly showing us that he's there to deliver us. He's constantly showing us that he will not leave us nor forsake us. And just like the children of Israel, we get out of one situation that he delivers from, and then we murmur and complain about the next situation. He gets us out of that situation, then we murmur and complain about the next, and it's always the next and the next, and we murmur and complain, and God comes in and he shows himself and he gets the glory. And every time he comes in and gives the glory, we can see it. We can see the manifestation of his glory, and then it makes sense to us. Now we can understand why he hardened Pharaoh's heart for his glory. We can understand why that boss was stressing us out for his glory. He's going to get the glory, whether he keep you there and get the glory or he take you to somewhere else and get the glory, he's going to get the glory. So because we know these things, the last part of this, the last phase of this would be, because we know this thing, he's given us a living example in the world. He gave us the example, in this case, of the Israelites. Then he gave us some key nuggets that could we, that we all could relate to. I mean, this was the Israelites. They were running. But God has parted a lot of Red Seas in our lives. Would you not agree? God has worked miraculous miracles in our lives. And though it might not have been water, and though it might not have been where we had sandals and robes on back in 200-300 B.C., and though it might have not been that we were in Egypt, or that we, you know, or that we was actually with Moses, guess what? We still have seen him part Red Seas in our lives. We've seen him step in by his divine intervention and cause some things to change around in our lives. So, yes, very much like the story of Moses leading the Israelites out of Egypt, out of slavery, out of bondage, to delivering them. And so we got to be careful. Even in this story, there's a message. If you just read through Exodus, we got to be careful that while God is delivering us, while God is getting the glory, while God is showing us something, while God is trying to grow us, while God is trying to stretch us, why God is trying to take us to the next level, why God is trying to take us from glory to glory, why God is trying to, we got to be careful that we don't come, become like the children of Israelites and all we do is murmur and complain. All we do is murmur and complain, because remember that anger, God. That anger, God. It was like, you ungrateful. I did it for you. I keep doing it for you, and I'm doing it for you, and yet you can't just see the glory in it. And we got to be careful. And with that being said, it takes me to the next part before I get ready to close out. The next part, in us being grateful, we're going through stress. Everybody go through stress. Everybody go through stress. And that's okay. It's a part of life. But see, one of the things that came up was, I was thinking today, I said, when he started taking me through the stress and, you know, the Exodus and all that, is that an old saying came up to me. And I was reading and I'm talking to God, but I'm still like, oh, Lord, this stress. I said, but Lord, you know pressure will bust the pipe. You guys may be familiar with that. I know I'm not the only old one in here, but there's a saying that the elders used to say, is that pressure would bust the pipe. And basically what that meant was that you could be going through the stresses of life, and they could bust you. They could cause you to snap. They could cause you to go off. Pressure bust the pipe. And I said, well, Lord, you know pressure bust the pipe. And he said, and pressure will also form a diamond. Oh, Jesus. And right there came the conclusion of tonight's show and the conclusion of my moments of stress. I'm going to always go through stress. And I could choose to allow the stress to bust the pipe. I could choose to be a pipe, or I could choose to be a diamond. And guess what? I'm going to choose to be a diamond. I'm going to choose to allow to pour me into a diamond. And I think the difference between a pipe and a diamond is the pipe just sits there and do nothing. And I think what the diamond does is recognize that there's pressure here. And instead of allowing the pressure to dictate how they're going to behave or how it's going to form, I think the diamond is taking advantage. Instead of the pressure taking advantage of the diamond, the diamond is going to take advantage of the pressure. So in this pressure, in this stress moment, regardless of what the final decision is that God leads me to, the final decision that has to be made, I have met one of the decisions that I made in making my decision is that I'm going to allow the pressure to grow me. I'm going to learn a lesson, and I'm going to take that lesson, and it's going to continue on with me in life. So maybe I won't make the same choices. Maybe I won't make the same mistakes, Maybe I will have more wisdom because, you know, knowledge applied is wisdom. So I just went through some knowledge. And sometimes knowledge is stressful. And so now that I went through this stressful knowledge, I got the knowledge. So now because I'm choosing to be a diamond, I'm going to apply that knowledge. And I'm going to say, you know what, this, what the enemy meant for bad, God is turning around for my good. Lord, what do you want from me now? What's the next place, Father? Where do you want me to go? When am I supposed to learn from this? How am I supposed to grow? What do you need me to do, Lord? That's the diamond. Because the pipe is just going to sit there. It's just the pipe. And it's just going to sit there. And at the end of the pressure moment, once it busts, it's just busts. Now, and it's just busts and it's sitting there ready to be repaired. But with a diamond, with that pressure, it shines. It's beautiful. And the more the pressure, the more quality, the better quality of the diamond. So tonight, my question is to you listening in, do you choose to be a pipe or do you choose to be a diamond? What are you going to allow the stresses of this life to do to you? Is it going to take you out? Is it going to take over your health, your mind, your soul, your body? Or are you going to choose to use that pressure to motivate you to be the best version of you that you could be? Father, we just thank you on tonight. You are so faithful, Father God. You are faithful and you love us so much, Lord, that you are willing to show up here on Thursday night and you, Lord, even could be doing a million trillion things. And you're willing to show up here on Thursday night and bring forth a rhema word for your children, for all those who would be disciplined and obedient and diligent, Father God, to continue to tune in, that you are willing to give them a word. You are willing to give them a word that they can take with them, a word that will create growth, a word that will create deliverance, a word, Father God, that will cause us to start being those diamonds, Father, those diamonds that are under the pressure. And the more the pressure, the more the intensity of the pressure, Father, is just making it more brilliant, Father, that the quality is better. So because of that, we know on tonight that we are better, that we are quality, and that we are growing. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Well, I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to this episode of Processing the Pain. I pray that tonight's word ministered to you right where you are. I don't know that everybody doesn't go through the same things at the same time, but I'm sure that you've either went through some stressful moments, are you going to get ready to go through some stressful moments? Amen. And I just pray that you will remember the story in Exodus, the Israelites running from their stress, you know, and having the stress of the Egyptians chasing them, and then they have the stress of the Red Sea before them, and they just had to stop and be still, and know that He was God. And God stepped in, and just like He stepped in their situation, He'll step in our situation, and He'll create those parting of the sea situations for us too. So I just pray that you'll have a parting of the sea experience this week that you could just really be able to relate to, and when you have that experience, that you'll give God all the glory for His divine intervention. So I look forward to being with you guys on next Thursday. Know that you are truly loved and appreciated. And see you next Thursday. Have a good night.